Hey, welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick and I get ready for Chicago Craft Beer Week. It's less than 3 weeks away, and we're already set. We also talk about some upcoming events this weekend, including the crazy Saturday that is Dark Lord Day. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks that we did? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, it's got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Rah, rah, rah.
And welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And it's episode number 27 here.
Yeah, buddy.
And so on Chicago Beer Pass, if this is your first time listening, our goal here is to just let you know about all the events happening in and around Chicago, drinking related. It could be beer, it could be cider, it could be, you know, whatever else we find. Cocktails.
It might be cocktails, it might be whiskey. I mean, who knows?
You know? But mainly beer, because that's our focus at Chicago Beer Pass.
True. Yeah, we'll talk about last week's events, and then we'll forecast, talk about this week, and maybe even next week as well. So,
And it's about to get crazy in here, because Chicago Beer Week is coming.
Brad, Chicago Craft Beer Week is almost upon us, man. Yeah.
So be a crazy 11 days.
Jeez. And I love how our Craft Beer Week is like 11 days long.
Yeah. Right? Well, they can't make it 2 weeks, because then it'd be 2 weeks, so they have to keep it under that. So it'll be 13 days before we know it.
Yeah, that's true. It's we're starting to hit our stride, I think. I remember this is the fifth annual, mm-hmm. and then the first the opening ceremony is always beer in a glass,
right?
And then the closing ceremony would just change venues, right? It would be once it was at Half Acre, once it was at Haymarket. And these were like mm-hmm. smaller parties, but now to end it for the second year in a row, they're doing this really big, basically a really big block party outside right. of Ogilvy, the right. Metro station.
They did that festival last year for the first time, and now it's the closing event. And it was fun last year. I checked it out. It's going to be good.
Yeah, so you're looking at Chicago Craft Beer Week is just a 11-day celebration of Chicago and all its breweries and all its bars and just all its craft beer awesomeness, right? Mm-hmm. So we went to basically it was a preview event of the event. We got to look at the website. We got a breakdown of what some of the feature events were, and we got to hang out with a lot of brewers and drink a special draft list up at Dry Hop, man.
Right. Yeah, we did. Before we get in talking about that, we should talk about the beer we are drinking this week.
True.
We always try to drink a local beer, and today we have Ale Syndicate's Municipal IPA.
Yeah, Municipal from the good folks at Ale Syndicate, formerly known as, what was their old name?
New Chicago Brewing.
Yeah, New Chicago Brewing. I like Ale Syndicate a lot better. Yeah, this is Municipal IPA. This is their year-round offering. It's got all crystal hops. It's a single hop profile beer. So it's going to be clean and dry and just really good, something you can drink all day.
Uh-huh. We were drinking their Sunday session a few episodes back, and I like their stuff. It's all good, and excited to see once they have all that equipment up and going, like actually them brewing it here in the city versus contracting wherever they are.
Yeah, because I know they were brewing at Five Rabbit, and then I think they were brewing out in Galena. And yeah, so their space is going to be up soon in Logan. So this puts Logan's going to have like three breweries, right?
I guess so.
Yeah, I think
because then Arcade will be brewing there as well.
Arcade will be there. Ale Syndicate will be there. Rev's there. Off Color's kind of Logan, right? So,
but yeah, let's get into the week. We started talking about the Craft Beer Week, and yeah, we were at a preview event last night, so that's why this episode's. It's out a day later. We're sorry. I know you've been waiting for it, but we had business. We had media business to take care of.
This is true, man. Chicago Beer Pass was summoned to attend this event and let everyone know what's going on for Chicago Craft Beer Week. It's exciting stuff.
Uh-huh. So we got a little preview of, like Nick said, the website. There's a great mobile app, so download that. And Jonathan was talked about the website and how you can sign in and like favorite events now and have a profile so you can kind of keep track of all the stuff you're going to and see what your friends are going to, which is kind of awesome.
Yeah, that was a great feature. And then also it was going to, I think it, you, once you select the event you're going to go to, it starts like, it starts categorizing these events. So you can kind of see what the popular events are that day to help you decide. Cause you're going to be in a position where, you know, there's like five or six events on one day and you're like, well, what do I do?
Yeah.
And this thing will help you guide you right through that. It'll tell you where your friends are and it'll tell you what the most popular events are. So, and that'll give you a chance to either go and be part of the insanity or just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go to something a little bit more low key.
Right.
You know?
And so. I like that they're keeping the $4 like draft thing going. I don't think it's like a mandatory, like get your buttons, get your badges and your stickers this time. It's just kind of like a feature of Chicago Craft Beer Week that many bars are going to have a $4 Chicago beer pint that you can get.
Yeah, you're right. In the past, it was like, hey, if you collect so many number of bottle caps, then you get a prize at the end. Or or like you said, there were some stickers and you put them on this badge.
Map pieces.
Yeah, it was almost like a treasure hunt. It was part bar crawl, part treasure hunt. This year, I think it's a little bit more relaxed and it's really more about, hey, go hang out at venues with cool people and go discover different neighborhoods. A lot of stuff in the suburbs this year that I didn't see last year, and a lot of stuff that really is supposed to be neighborhood-centric stuff, so you can go explore a certain neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they could do the bottle cap or maps this year. It's just like too big. I think Justin said there's 85 Illinois breweries now.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy. So
times are changing, man. Oh, and then let's not forget that video, man. Shout out to Bigfoot Media. They put together a really nice video. Every year they try to put together a piece to help, you know, just celebrate that Craft Beer Week is here. So this was an 11-minute piece. It was really nice, really a little bit more in-depth, and had some great spotlights. You know, Half Acre was in it, Rev. They even went out to the Burbs, Chicago Brew Works, which is a homebrew shop.
Nevins,
Hot Vine, all those in the Burbs.
Yeah, Pipeworks was featured heavily.
Yeah, Pipeworks and Spiteful.
Mm-hmm. So that's on the Chicago Craft Beer Week website, and we linked it on our Facebook page too, so definitely check that out.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, that's a really good video. I watched it a few times today. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. And that was a good event, so we got a little preview of all that. A bunch of the brewers were there, a lot of other media people. It was really small. And I know last year it was like this huge kind of kickoff party that was almost overwhelming. And this year it felt like, wait, where is everybody?
Last year was intense. Last year there were 300 people at Revolution's Kedzie facility. And, you know, it was appropriate weather for the day, for the time of year, because it was nice and warm in there. Mm-hmm. Right. But this year was a total 360 from that. Last year was fun. I liked last year.
Yeah.
I thought last year was great. But I think one of the things that they had a problem with was, well, that space is huge. And then when it was time to actually present some of this content that they've been working on, you know, you got sidebar conversations. Nobody's really listening.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. So they wanted to scale it back and just get like a certain number of people in there and really try to focus on getting people who are in the press, people that are going to either record this stuff, you know, or try to capture it or talk about it or write stories about it. So that's why you saw like, you know, those crazy kids from Chicago Beer Pass were there, or, you know, or like the Red Eye, or, you know, or Kaiser from Good Beer Hunting. You know, you saw like a much smaller group. And so it was so they could present the content and it would be maybe appreciated a little bit more.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And it was nice to go to Dry Hop. I don't make it there very often. And when I do or think about going, it's crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. I remember going for the launch event, like maybe last winter. Or two winters ago now.
Uh-huh.
And then, I went last summer. That was the last time I went. Yeah. Did you get to try any of their beers that night?
I did have a few. I had the hazelnut one. I had the something about, like, kill my brain.
Yeah, that's the hazelnut one. Yeah, I can kill you with my brain.
Yeah, that's the hazelnut one. Okay.
So it's, I think it's a brown ale, but it's got ginger and, like, some sort of lemon zest in it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with Geek Bar. That's who they collaborated with. I don't know who Geek Bar is, but that's who their partner was on that.
They do a lot of collaborations there. I think that's like, I don't know, one of their, I guess, things like that. That's, I think, something they wanted to do from the very beginning, and they were doing, and they continued. Like, it seems like I saw their event list, and it's like tapping for this collaboration and this collaboration. So That's awesome.
Yeah, they make it a point to invite everybody out to brew with them. Yeah, maybe it was one of those things where, because, you know, they were brewing, like, Brandt, it was brewing with, like, Hamburger Mary's and Haymarket before Dry Hop was up.
Yeah.
He was doing collaborations, and I guess they had so much fun with it that they just, because it seems like they're doing them at least every month.
Right.
Yeah, like, they do a lot of collabs.
Uh-huh. And they have a lot of beers on tap for, like, such a small place. Like, it's tiny in there.
This is one of the smallest breweries, got to be one of the smallest breweries in Chicago. I was talking to Adrian, man, who's like maybe the assistant brewer to Brandt. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that, I'm like, dude, how much beer do you sell out of here? Because this location, right, like when you're on Belmont and Broadway, there's not a lot up there that's going to draw you to craft, yeah. Right? So they got a great location. They're the only brewery around there. He's like, dude, we're moving like a barrel of beer like almost every week. Like,
wow. Okay.
They're moving a lot of beer.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited for Chicago Craft Beer Week, and it's going to be good, and I'm sure we're going to talk about the events more as it comes up, and the podcast is just going to get longer and longer during that, or we'll just be too drunk to record. So never know what could happen, right? But last week, did you make it to anything else?
You know, I went to Peace. I went to the – I got my book signed.
Oh, okay.
So I got my book. I got the book Locally Brewed by Anna Blessing. She did this book where she profiled 20 breweries in the Midwest. So she was there for a book signing, and then they were selling copies of the book. So, you know, Wicker Park Thursday night is a little crazy anyway.
Sure.
But there's a nonstop line for her to get these books. They're selling the books there. She's signing all the books. It was great. Jonathan Cutler was there, and I was able to get my book signed by her and Jonathan,
okay,
which was great. Got to catch up with Jonathan for a second, congratulate him on winning all these awards.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, dude, what is it? He's like, I don't know, man. You would kind of tell that he kind of believes in karma, though, because he was sharing a story about not the World Beer Cup, but the
GABF,
the last GABF. Uh-huh. And he was saying how, you know, they got their beer in on time, but some of his friends that were brewers, they were like, they didn't get it in on time, but they were bringing their beer anyway, kind of like saying, come on, we need you to put this beer in the tournament. We need uh-huh. you to put it in. And, you know, just kind of making it a point to get their beer in. And yeah. He's like, but none of them won medals. he's very much a karmic kind of guy, kind of saying, hey, you know, we just make the best beer we can and just let it speak for itself. And you know, these award ceremonies, man, they appreciate that, I guess.
Okay. So seems very humble about it as well.
Exactly. He's a really laid back guy. So it was great. And then whenever I'm at Peace, I never see him. So.
No, me either, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, I'm probably there at night after he's done working, so. Yeah.
You're there for that. And I did talk to him. He said he has done live band karaoke.
Oh, he has. Okay.
Yeah. He said he did it actually with one of his friends before they got the live band.
Okay.
They would do it there, and that's what inspired the live band after him and his buddy were just there singing karaoke.
Oh, awesome. You know? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. I didn't make it to any other events. I did check out a couple new places, but yeah, just the dry hop thing was kind of the main thing for the week.
Yeah. Any cool bars or?
The one place I finally did check out was Barrel House Flats.
I've heard of it. Where is that?
It's like on Lincoln and, I forget the cross streets there, but, it's a nice place and they have a really nice craft cocktails and good beer, and it's kind of like a downstairs and an upstairs, and you get little snacks. So it was a pretty nice place. Definitely worth checking out.
So many places to hit.
I know, yeah. And that's been on the list for over a year, so finally Maeve and I made it out there.
Very cool.
But yeah, let's get into this week, because we got quite a list. And being Dark Lord Day weekend, it's even bigger than I would have imagined. So
yeah,
let's jump into it.
Right on. So what do we got here?
We got Thursday, April 24th. There's a Beer Geeks mini tap takeover. So at Beer Geeks Pub in Hammond, Indiana, 18th Street is doing a tap takeover.
Okay.
So, yeah, not Chicago, but like right outside the city there.
Yeah.
And if you haven't had a chance to try 18th Street stuff, you should. I know you're out there like all the time.
Yeah, I get out there a lot. I grew up out there, so my mom still lives out there. Not that far in Indiana, but in the south burbs of Chicago, which isn't that far from Indiana. So,
right.
Yeah, so like South Holland, Tinley Park, that's right next to Munster. So I'm out there a lot.
Okay.
And yeah, it's 18th Street's doing some really good stuff out there.
Yeah, so that'd be a good event. And if you're out that way, check out some of their offerings. I'm sure you could get a lot of it at the tap room, but you could check out Beer Geeks Pub too, which I haven't been to. But.
I've been there once. Yeah. It's not a bad option if you're out there.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you don't want to wait, you know, to sit down at Floyd's, you don't want to wait there. Beer Geeks is a good alternative.
Cool. So check that out Thursday at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Then also Thursday, there's a dinner at Ing, right?
Oh, shit.
Rev dinner?
Yeah, you're right. Ing is right downtown. It's right next to the Aviary. Molecular gastronomy is how they describe their food. Mm-hmm. It's the kind of place you go and they just have, like, really small portions, and they're very...
And it's all foam.
It's all foam. Very artistically created, Brad. You know,
you went there for dinner, though,
I went
right?
there for a goose thing, okay. And I'm like, this is one of those places.
And you left hungry.
You're right. It's one of those places where you should probably be ready to eat before or after this event.
Okay.
I mean, because they bring you five courses, but each course is, like, you know, super small, and it's got, like, this a beautiful story behind it, and the presentation's awesome, but it's just not a lot of food.
Right. But then you have a beer, probably a whole pint or, like, an 8-ounce pour or something. So you get kind of drunk because you also have these, like, really interesting foods that may be, like, deconstructions of things, but, like, maybe you just need a burger with a few pints.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those places where food is art, and the art is kind of takes center stage at this place, Ing. But it's the presentation and the stories are great when you go there. So that's kind of party I went to. But to talk about Revolution for a second, though, every Rev party I go to, they're full throttle. Like, none of this, you know, 4-ounce pour stuff. Like, you go to a 5-course Rev dinner and you're getting 5.
Full boots?
Yeah. You're at least getting 5 full glasses, man. They party at Rev, man. So
right, and you know they have such a large lineup of beers. It'd be interesting to hear about this dinner and hear what they brought out and what got paired with it.
Yeah, I'd be curious to know that too. So that's Thursday night, 7 o'clock. I think that's a $60 ticket, and that's at Ing Restaurant.
Okay.
Yeah. So and then we got anything Friday?
Yeah, there's a Bourbon County tap at Local Option, which. Sounds just they got Bourbon County on tap, right?
Yeah, it's the take me down to Local Option. Uh-huh. I think is the name of that event.
Bourbon County, I think Bourbon County Barley Wine. So if you haven't had a chance to try it yet, it's a good excuse to go to Local Option.
It's true. It's probably gonna start at 3 p.m. That's how Local Option likes to do things.
Okay, and since it's a Stout weekend, I feel like it's a good way to kick off your Stout drinking.
It's a good point, actually. Yeah. And that's Friday at 3 o'clock. And then, just like always, man, the last Saturday in April, it's Dark Light Day.
Jeez. Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be out in Munster. That's all day long, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. So what you're starting to see is a lot of places are kind of holding events on that weekend because it's a big drinking weekend because this Dark Light last year, I think, drew 9,000.
Right. So. There's a lot of people that come in from across the country.
Yeah.
For this event, and maybe like this, they're visiting Chicago or they drive in or they're just, you know, get them to come into the city too. So have these other events. So,
yeah, it's true. Cause a lot of these other events, you know, what you could do if you've got a ticket in the last group at Dark Lord Day, you could pregame at some of these other bars around town, you know, and enjoy some of those events. A good example of that would be the Beer Bistro, the one on Madison. They're doing something called DLD Bistro style. Where it's basically a Floyd's event where they got 8 different Three Floyds beers on tap, everything including Rabbit and Space Station Middle Finger. Oh, and they are saying they will not have Dark Lore for sale. I like how they said for sale, right? So that doesn't mean they won't have it, you know.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, so that ought to be good. That's right downtown. Beer Bistro's in the West Loop, 1061 West Madison. 11 a.m., that'd be a good place to pregame if you're going to DLD.
Or if you're not going and you want to try some of those Dark or Three Floyds beers, and it's a good place to try them. Also that day at Maria's, there's an event, right? Taco Frica?
Yeah, they're doing a Taco Frica Saturday night at Maria's. Very light on details. Mm-hmm. It's an eat, drink, dance taco celebration.
Okay.
I guess that's all you need to know, Brad. Right.
Well, I like all of those.
I like all those things.
I like tacos. I like to dance. And I like to celebrate. Yeah. I feel like if you're having tacos, you're celebrating anyway, right?
And it's at Maria's. You know, you can't lose.
So that's at night. So maybe on your way back into the city or depending on how you're getting there, stop by there.
Yeah, because Maria's is out in Bridgeport. It's on its way back from Three Floyds. Yeah, it's one of those spots that if you live north of downtown, you know, be a good excuse to stop and go to Maria's. Yeah. You know, or if you're taking the Reggie's Rock bus, you know, get dropped off at Reggie's, boom.
Oh, yeah, it's not that far, right?
It's not that far. Hmm. No, you head right over to Maria's. So the Powell Brew House is putting together their third annual Arts and Drafts event. So there's these events that that Chef Juan Kim does all the time. In fact, he's doing one for Chicago Craft Beer Week where they're independent brewers, right? Okay. So they're local independent brewers, and this is one of those guys that is always featured at those events. So this is a $5 donation suggestion. You get moves. Music and booze. That all came out as moves. $5 suggested donation gets you music, booze, art, and local business. Yeah, so it's three different bands. It starts at 8 p.m., and they've got six different beers. And they've also got, it looks like, some local markets, along with local candy shops and local liquor stores and bookstores, all pitching in for donations to this event.
Cool. And where's that at?
This is going to be at a place called the Auxiliary Arts Center, which is 3000 West on Belmont.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure what neighborhood that is, but...
Not sure.
Yeah. So Saturday night, 7 p.m. That ought to be a good time. The Juan Kim events are always a good time. Nice blend.
I've never gone to one.
Man, they're fun stuff, man. Yeah.
Then kicking off in the afternoon on Dark Lord Day, if you're not at Dark Lord Day, the Suburban guys are doing Beer 2-Up.
Oh, yeah. This is Suburbia. This is Jeremy and Meta Cookbook. They're doing this.
Yeah, so this is at Emporium. I think it kicks off at noon, and there's no entry fee, so you're just going to buy your beers. They have local beers on tap. There's going to be arcade matches, pinball tournament, and then they're going to have T-shirts and other things to give away as well. But you get to try some beers from Ailman, Beguile, Big Shoulder, Ale Syndicate, Buckle Down, Flask, Hailstorm, Lake Effect, Temperance, 1090, and special guest Arcade Brewery. So,
really, I haven't had Arcade yet.
Yeah, and then a couple others on there as well. So I feel like that's worth checking out too. And I may do that because I'm not going to Dark Lord Day, so no. I may stop by there. I'm gonna go to C2E2.
Okay, what's C2E2?
It's the comic and entertainment thing that's at Rosemont. It's kind of like almost a Chicago Comic-Con thing.
Okay.
So since I didn't get Dark Lord Day tickets.
Brad.
So I'm going to go to Beer 2 Up and then C2E2.
All right. So it's a big weekend for drinking. And we always joke that Dark Lord Day is kind of like the start of the festival season, the start of the insanity. And this group of events is kind of proving that point. There's a lot going on this weekend.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess one more to mention that's not even Chicago related. All these other events were Chicago themed, but there's a Brooklyn Tap Takeover or Tap Attack.
Oh yeah, Tap Attack, man. Who doesn't love a good Tap Attack?
I guess.
So this is a Brewmaster's Reserve over at Brooklyn. This is where, you know, your Black Ops and all your your hard to find or brewed once a year beers are under their Brewmaster Reserve label. So they're gonna be at the Owl. Yeah, they're in town all week for like a whole series of events. This Brewmaster Tap Attack is going to be at the Owl in Logan Square. That's a 7 p.m. start, and they're bringing four beers there.
Oh, so are they doing like when they're like Goose Island has those invasion weeks? Are they doing like a Brooklyn invasion week kind of thing?
You kind of get the impression that, yeah, this is like, because there's like a speaking event. And they're doing just like tasting events, and it's kind of like an invasion for that week.
Oh, cool!
And then they just go back to Brooklyn.
Okay. Uh-huh. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to hear about your Dark Lord Day experience. And
oh, jeez.
I feel like, it should be good.
I'm a little nervous, man. I really am.
You are taking the brew bus down there.
Yeah, so we're running brew bus shuttles from the Beer Temple to Dark Lord Day. We got four shuttles. I think I'm on the second shuttle, which is the 10 a.m. shuttle.
Okay.
And, you know.
That's the second one? Jeez, what time is the first one?
Oh, the first one's at 8 a.m. No. I think that's right.
Whew. Wow.
Yeah, so that ought to be a good time. It's a metal show, But really, I'm more excited. Last year, they had 55 guest drafts. And, you know, it's not like other events. It's like where when you get a guest draft from Cigar City, it's like, you know, one of their special versions of Hunapu.
Yeah, it's or, like Hunapu with this thing you've never heard of.
Right. You know, it's some really, really, really good draft list. Get my bottles and really, you know, you listen to the music and then it's like a mm-hmm. whole block party now. It used to be just on the grounds of the brewery, but now it takes up the entire block, which is impressive. It's like it's a real festival now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to totally blow my budget. try to take as many pictures because I won't remember half of it. And, you know, just drink under the sun, man, and just celebrate, you know, bringing beers and sharing beers with people across the country. Should be fun.
Yeah, and, you know, it's what are we recording? Wednesday around 6 o'clock? I wonder, is anyone out there already? Do you think they're already camped out there?
Because I was watching, it's funny because I was watching a video from last year's Three Floyds Dark Lord Day, and they were interviewing some guys that had shown up at like 4 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what are you doing at 4 in the morning? Well, you know, I went to, just a sidebar, we went to Minnesota for the only time
Darkness
I went to
Day,
Darkness yeah. Day. And, you know, we got in town the night before. So right before we shut it down for the night, we go to our hotel, but we're like, yo, let's just go by the grounds and see what's going on.
Yeah.
And there were people, 1 a.m. in the middle of winter, just camped out, you know, fires, they're skateboarding, they're like, you know, got guitars out. Like, it's a big thing.
The couple times I went to Darkness Day, we would leave Chicago around like 10 o'clock midnight, and you know it's a long drive, so we get up there, we just get in line, it's like 4 or 5 in the morning, so you got nowhere to go, you got no hotel room, you're just there for the beer. So I'm interested to see who maybe drove in from out of town with their camper or RV and who's already out there in Munster.
Munster, Indiana, the brewery that put Munster, Indiana on the map.
Right. I don't know if Munster is, but Three Floyds is on the map.
Yeah.
But it should be a fun weekend for everyone out there. It looks like it should be fairly nice. A little, probably going to be chilly out there, but it shouldn't be too bad for everyone. Sunday, I think it's probably a day of rest for everyone. I didn't see anything on the calendar.
Yeah. And I'll be doing absolutely nothing.
If you make it back from
Munster. If I make it back from Munster, yeah. I'll probably still be in Munster on Sunday.
Well, what's your last bus? You got to leave at 10?
Yeah, you got to catch the 10. You got to catch the 10 o'clock bus. Okay. And if for anybody out there, if they're on the bus, if they're taking the first bus out, definitely don't wait to take the last bus out. You know, get out of there.
Okay.
You know, get your beer, have your fun. Get your Dark Lord home safely. Get out of there.
Well, yeah, if you're taking the bus, like the only times I've gone down there, gone with people that drive, and then you put your beer in the car, and then you can go back. What do you do with your beer if you do in the bus? You have to, like, carry it or have somebody, like, watch the stuff. Like, have a,
yeah,
I guess, a scout or a guard, right?
You got to get your ducks in a row. I know what I usually do is I bring my backpack. Mm-hmm. You know, I have nothing in it, maybe except for a bottle of water, and maybe like a fresh glass or something.
Okay,
and that's it. And the rest of it is for booze and t-shirts.
Okay,
I usually lay it down with like, you know, some like a layer of bubble wrap, you know, or if you buy t-shirts, you can wrap them in that. But definitely keep them separate. Don't let the glasses clink.
Yeah,
but sure. Yeah, definitely bring a backpack.
Okay, yeah. Good advice, veteran here. Well, then next week, I only have one other thing. I have an event on Wednesday. Do you have anything before that on your list?
No, I got nothing on Wednesday.
All right. Well, out in Evanston at Farmhouse Evanston, there's going to be a Small Bites pairing with Penrose.
Okay. They are really taking this thing by the horns at Penrose.
I know. Yeah, they're doing events all over the place.
Yeah, Lawman and Eagle, Small Bar. Their tap room's been nonstop from what I'm hearing. Like, people are in there constantly. Yeah. Shout out to that guy I met on the brew bus. I forget his name, but he was in a homebrew club called the Poor Boys in St. Charles. He said he listened to the show, and he brought us a fresh growler of P2 to enjoy on the brew bus last week. He was a cool guy, nice. Man.
Man, I should have been on the bus that day. I could have enjoyed that as well.
Yeah, that P2 is great. That was my first time having it. It was great.
Yeah, but if you go to this event at Farmhouse, they're going to have three Penrose beers, and then like bites and cheese pairings. So seems like a good excuse. And I never go to Evanston. I need to go to Evanston and check out Temperance and just hang out there this summer. I think that's maybe one of on my list for the summer is Evanston.
If we get, you know, if we ever get up for it, man, we maybe even record a show up there.
Oh, there we
you
go.
Know, I'm with that.
All right.
I like getting out of the city a little bit.
We're bring our mobile. I guess we're mobile here anyway. So laptop and some mics. That's all we
it's
need.
It's a world class mobile situation here, Brad.
Just need beer, mics, and a computer. We're good. Well, that'll. I think that does it for this week's episode. People want to get in touch with you, Nick, or find you at Dark Lord Day, how can they get in touch?
Right on, man. I'm at Nicosio on Twitter.
All right. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at BRad. And Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. And we have a Facebook page. We're posting events there. So definitely check that out if we come across something else. And we post photos as well. So be sure to like us up there. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. You can listen to the episodes there, subscribe on iTunes, leave us a review because that's helpful for us. Other people see the show and, you know, hear how great it is, and they'll start listening. And that's it. Hope everyone has a great week drinking in Chicago.
Cheers.